This class is really a preparation for our Seder class, and this class is very important for all year long. We know that the Torah uses certain measurements. There are measurements of weight, there are measurements of volume. The measurements of volume have a lot of importance because let's take the most classical measurement, a kezayit. We say that whenever the Torah says discusses achila, eating, the Torah is talking about consuming the volume of a kezayis, the volume of an olive, in the time span of kedei achila pras, the time it would take you to eat half a loaf, which is the volume of, let's say, 3 eggs of bread. So let's say that would take you the volume of 3 eggs of bread. Let's say that would be today 2.5 slices. You could eat 2.5 slices in about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. So we say whenever the Torah discusses eating, achila, the Torah is talking about eating the volume of a kezayis, b'chidei achilas pras, the volume of an olive, within the time span of about 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes. That's called eating. So let's say we have a mitzvah on the Seder night to eat matzah. If you took a piece of matzah and ate it, waited 10 minutes, took another piece of matzah and ate it, you did not fulfill your obligation of eating matzah until you've eaten the volume of an olive in the time span, yeshakach av achilas pras. Wow, yeshakach. The volume of an olive in the time span of eating half a loaf of bread, which we have a machlokas tanaim, whether that's the volume of 3 eggs or the volume of 4 eggs. But whatever that is, let's say that's about 2 slices of bread, we said that would take you somewhere around 2 to 3 minutes to eat. So the eating the volume of an olive within a time span of 2 to 3 minutes is what's called achila. Biblically, that's called eating. So far, so good. Life would be pretty simple if it remained at that. Life gets complicated because the Talmud tells us the following. We have a Gemara in Psachim. And the Gemara discusses a volume of a revius. We know throughout the Torah discusses a revius in the Korbanos, and we say a Kiddush cup must hold a revius. What is a revius? A revius is a quarter of a lug. And a lug equals the volume of 6 eggs. So a revius is 1.5 eggs. Now, when the Gemara defines for us the volume of a revius, the Gemara gives us 2 measurements, which are supposed to be equal. We're talking about the same revius. And the Gemara says that the volume of a revius is the volume of a container, which would be 2 thumb width by 2 thumb width by 2.7 thumb widths. That's the Gemara's measurement. And we understand that is supposed to equal the volume of 1.5 eggs. The problem, as we will see in a minute, we'll start measuring how big are our thumbs, how big are the eggs. That's why we have eggs here, that's why we have water, that's why we have measuring cups. The problem is that approximately 500 years ago, the rabbis sat down and remeasured it. Every generation they measured it, and everything worked fine. About 500 years ago, they measured it and they said, wait a second, our 1.5 eggs is half the size of 2 by 2 by 2.7 thumb units. It's half that size. So what happened? And so we have the opinion of the Noda Yehuda, Rabbi Cheska Landau, in his commentary on the Talmud called the Tzlach. And he says, you know what happened? Our eggs became smaller. The eggs in the time of the Talmud were twice as large. And then it turns out that the olives were twice as large. And so he says, whenever we have to consume the volume of an olive, we have to take double an olive, double the volume of a modern day olive. Whenever we have to consume the volume of an egg, we need double the egg. So we're going to do the exact measurements now, so that we have a real picture, what is a revius and what is a kezayis. And then we will see how to apply that to the matzahs that we eat at the Seder night, and to the wine that we drink, and the wine that we drink in Kiddush and Avdalah. All of these are given measurements in revius and kezayis and kebetza. A revius is 1/4 of a lug, which is 1.5 eggs. Well, how big is the egg? So let's just give a few more introductions before we actually start measuring. The Mishnah in Halos discusses We have the order of Taharos, we have the order of purity, and there we have a Mishnah that discusses how do you figure out what's a kebeitza, the volume of an egg. So one opinion in the Mishnah says, take the biggest egg you got, take the smallest egg you got, and get an average. The other opinion says, no, look for the average size egg. You take the average size egg, and that's the size of an egg. Now from that, we seem to understand that the volume of an egg depends on the generation. You take an average. The volume, though, must go in line with the hand measurements. Meaning we measure thumb width. We know there are measurements of length that the Talmud uses. There's a etzba, the measurement of a thumb width. And then we have a tefach, that's a measurement of a fist. And then we have an amma, which is a measurement of the arm. And all of these have correspondences. The one place we have where the Talmud takes the length measurements and corresponds it to the volume measurements is the Gemara we began with. The Gemara that says 2 by 2 by 2.7 thumb widths is supposed to equal 1.5 eggs. And that's where we run into a problem. And the question is, which one dominates? So we, halachically, what we do is we say, for rabbinic mitzvot, we'll be lenient. We'll go with the smaller measurement, the measurement of an egg nowadays. So let's say you have to make kiddush, so we'll take the smaller measurement. We'll say take 1.5 eggs, modern day eggs, and that's the size cup you need, the volume that's 1.5 modern day eggs, which we will see is a very small measurement. A kezayis, look at a modern day olive, and that's a kezayis. And the custom in Jerusalem always was that you take the regular olive, meaning if you want to bench, you want to say birkat hamazon, you want to make an after blessing, how much must you have eaten? The volume of an egg, finished. The volume of an olive. You ate the volume of an olive in 2 to 3 minutes, you can make birkat hamazon, you can say borei nefashot, ala michya, you can make an after blessing. We are lenient in that regard. Comes Kiddush Friday night, which is biblical, so there we go with the more stringent opinion. There we say, maybe our eggs have diminished. And we have to go with the eggs that they had in the time of the Talmud, because going by the measurements of 2 by 2 by 2.7 thumbs unit, you need a much larger volume to figure out, to get a revius. So what we're going to do now is measure the thumbs of everyone in class. And then we have a bunch of eggs. Thank you to Yehuda, who went out of his way to go and arrange everything for tonight. He got us eggs, he got us matzah, he got us wine for the model say that we're going to have later. And we have to see on our own. The only issue we have is that we don't know exactly if the eggs that we have are average size eggs. You know, they have different sizes when you go to buy eggs. You have large, extra large, extra extra large, medium, small. In the United States, the average egg is a large egg. I mean, that's the type of egg that's laid most often. Here in Israel, I don't know what the case is. I don't know. So we'll take the eggs we have, and then we'll look at the sources. Now, another issue that's discussed in Halacha that's not clear is when we measure an egg, do we measure the egg with the shell or without the shell? And that's going to be a difference, as we will see. We'll measure both, and we'll see that can be a difference. And when you're dealing with a revius, which is 1.5 eggs, so the difference is going to be 1.5 times the difference, right? So that can make a difference. Now, all of this is relevant to our Seder and to Kiddush every Friday night and to the volume of water you have to drink before you make an after blessing. It's relevant to many halachot. So that's why we're taking this class, to focus on this, to figure it out. So let's begin by measuring everyone's thumbs. And then we'll go on to measuring... the eggs. So we have here a ruler. What we'll do is, we'll take a pen, and every person will put their two thumbs down, and we'll make a marking on both sides of the thumbs, and then afterwards we'll compare. Now, our class is, I think, average to less than average height. I know I'm short, and I think everyone here is a little bit taller than me. The question is, are we average? I don't know if we're average. You need a bigger sampling to really know. But we'll see what we get when we measure everyone. So let's begin.